A Berkeley resident escaped a second eviction from her foreclosed house this morning after months of proceedings with her bank that she's accusing of fraud. Tanya Dennis stood proud in her living room at 6 this morning, the time she should have been evicted from her house. Dennis said she fell seriously ill, had major surgery, and was unable to pay her note for a year and a half. When her house was foreclosed on, she decided to sue Wells Fargo, arguing that her loan was fraudulent. Tanya Dennis.
Wells Fargo has better attorneys than a pro se litigant than myself, so I lost on process more than on pleading. They are guilty of fraud. They are guilty of misrepresentation and predatory lending. I have a forensic loan audit that shows they're not the holder of my note. So they won. They got the unlawful detainer. I was evicted on December 9th. I broke back in my home on January 18th because it was illegal and I'm in my rights. If they evict me this morning, I was going to break back in until they listened to me. My grandmother gave me this house. I've been here 26 years. This isn't a house. This is my home.
Dennis says that while she was out of her house, the bank took all the furniture, including the carpet, as payment. She borrowed furniture when she moved back in. She said the eviction scheduled this morning was postponed only because Wells Fargo did not want unfavorable publicity.